Shabbat Shalom, everyone. It's a busy Shabbos, isn't it? Three Torahs, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. You know, when I was a baby rabbi, I was an assistant rabbi, and my senior rabbi went away, and my very first Shabbat was this one, with Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and it was a double bat mitzvah. So I have this obsession with, like, if those of you who were at the very beginning, I led the davening, and I went really fast. Because we end up if you have that many things, ending very late. But I'm happy to say we are doing great with time this Shabbos. But yashar koach to all of you. You know, yesterday I had the distinct honor and pleasure of being taken by Barbara Leiner to visit her incredible mom, Ruth. I know Barbara has talked a few times to the congregation about her mom, who is a survivor of the Shoah. She was one of Schindler's Jews who was saved actually twice by Oskar Schindler during the Shoah. This is an unbelievable story. If you've ever had a chance to sit with her, or really so many survivors, there are just incredible stories that just boggle the mind. This is a woman who survived the ghetto and slave labor and Auschwitz and a whole host of unbelievable other things, and she's sharp as a tack. And she holds her head high, and she, like Joseph, when I talked about the name before, she refuses to be defined by the victimization that happened to her and to her family. An extraordinary person. You know, but there was one poignant moment when I was sitting talking to her that I wanted to talk about, which is she is just short of 100 years old. And one of the things she said to me was, I'm almost 100 years old, and I still never would have believed that in my lifetime I would see the resurgence of anti-Semitism again like it's happening in this country right now. That's a heartbreaking thing to hear. She doesn't deserve to have to witness that again. The kind of incidents that were ever increasing. She grew up in Berlin in the 1920s and 1930s and saw these things. And to her to have to witness that again is an incredible tragedy of our time that we live in right now. And what can you say? What can you say back to that? You know, there's no words. This is just the darkness of our time that we have to cope with. Well, there's something to say. You know, I'm a rabbi. I always have something to say. You know, sitting in a presence of someone like that, you see something. You see something in a survivor. There's something about survivors, and I've seen this many, many times in my interactions with survivors, who are fewer and fewer all the time. There's an incredible strength. There's a light. There's a hope just in being in their presence. And I'm going to try to put it into words by teaching Torah today. So in the Parsha, we have the famous story of Pharaoh who has the dreams, right? First, he has the dream of the healthy, seven healthy cows and the seven unhealthy cows. Then he has a dream about the seven sheaves of grain and the seven unhealthy sheaves of grain. And the unhealthy cows and the grain devour the healthy cows and the healthy grain. And Joseph is brought in, and of course he interprets it as the 7 years of plenty followed by the 7 years of famine. And the rest is history. He gets made Pharaoh's right-hand man, etc., etc. Now, that's what Joseph tells Pharaoh. According to the Kabbalah, in Kabbalistic tradition, Joseph understood vastly deeper insights about this dream, which, because he was talking to Pharaoh, he couldn't share more. So I want to tell you a little bit more about the esoteric Kabbalistic insight into Pharaoh's dream that Joseph really saw. So here goes. So those unhealthy cows and those unhealthy sheaves of grain are what we call, they are symbolic of what is called in Kabbalah the Sitra Achra. Have you ever heard that expression? Sitra Achra, it's an Aramaic phrase. And it means literally the other side. And it refers to the presence of evil. And so what Pharaoh saw in his dream was the presence of evil devouring the good. The darkness devouring the light. Now Joseph, being a tzaddik, and having this deep esoteric insight, was able to see into that dream something that Pharaoh couldn't. I'm going to try to capture this. What he was able to see is that it only appears as if the unhealthy cows and grain are devouring. It's only what it seems to be. Actually, the goodness is still there. It's just stored away. And that's why Joseph had this insight that let's store away the good during the 7 years of plenty, so that that goodness will be there and overcome the darkness. You following this so far? So the good, well, let me flip it. Evil, according to this Kabbalistic interpretation of the dream, is only a phantom. It is not, evil is not, doesn't have a reality unto itself. It is not a force equal to the goodness that is of God. God forbid, that's not possible. In the Kabbalistic way of looking at things, everything is one. So when Joseph saw the stored grain, and he was saying that the evil is something that is only covering over the good that is stored away, he's saying something quite profound, and it's a Kabbalistic insight that is actually quite controversial. And it's the idea that there is no such thing, ultimately, emphasis on that word, as evil. Now, what does that mean? It means, of course, in our human experience, evil is a very real thing. Right? We experience it, unfortunately, all over the place, all the time. We see violence and hatred and bigotry and terrorism and the Shoah. We see evil in our lived experience. I'm getting very philosophical, esoteric here, right? But according to this Kabbalistic insight, since everything is one, therefore, what only exists is the good. It just gets hidden sometimes. We get in our own inability to see it, we have a name for that. The real name that we use for evil is Hester Panim. Anyone want to translate that? Hester Panim? The hiding of the face. Right? That it's just hidden from view. But the good, the presence of the good is there. You might not buy this, and that's okay. But this is a very powerful insight, and I just want us to sit with that for a minute this morning. You know, and of course we have to ask ourselves, well, why would God hide God's face in the first place? That's a whole other discussion. That's a book. That's a course, many courses. For our purposes today, we have experienced many times Hester Panim. Unfortunately, we are seeing Hester Panim again in the world, where we are seeing the rise of bigotry and hatred and anti-Semitism in this country and around the world. But here's the thing. This message, this Kabbalistic message, that it's only just not visible right now, the good, it's everywhere. Today is Rosh Chodesh. I want us to think about the meaning of Rosh Chodesh for a minute. Right? What are we actually commemorating cosmologically? Are we commemorating today that there's a full moon? So what is it? What is a new moon? The moon is actually... Okay, now I'm going to give you a trick answer. Actually, it is the full moon. Why? It's always the full moon. You just can't see it. And so think about what the meaning of Rosh Chodesh is. Rosh Chodesh is when the very, very first sliver of light, the teeniest sliver, is visible in the night sky. As soon as that becomes visible, we celebrate. This is the Jewish way, right? Look at that. The light is coming back. The fullness of the moon is once again becoming revealed in the world. It's the same message, folks. Now, interestingly, in the story of Joseph, he makes it even more Jewish, and I'll explain. He's saying, okay, the darkness is coming, and it's going to cover over the goodness. So what we got to take some action now. We have to store away the good stuff, the material good stuff, so that we're going to overcome the darkness when it arrives. So he's not, you know, the moon is going to do what it does, and we can be passive about that. But in the Jewish sense, We are God's partners, and so when things get hidden by the dark, we have to take action to bring the light back, to bring the goodness back. And by the way, it's Hanukkah. It's the same message again. I just want us to notice this. And boy, what a powerful thing that these things are coming together in this one day. Miketz, the Parsha, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat, Hanukkah. Right? I taught last week. Hillel argued with Shammai and said, no, you start lighting with one light the first night and then more the second night and then more and more and more until you get to the full moon of the menorah, the fullness. And of course, that again is the Jewish defiance of the dark. That light of the Hanukkah candle represents the light of the Jewish people, which just like the moon reflects the light of God in the world. That's what's ultimately real. That's what the Maccabees were doing. The Maccabees symbolize in Judaism our act of saying that the thing that people in the world, they think evil has a power equal to God, that evil can negate God. You know, in some religions they call it the devil. We don't have that concept in Judaism. We always have access to the good. It's just hidden. And we have to fight sometimes to bring that light and that goodness back into the world. So to sit in the presence of a survivor of the Shoah, somebody with a story as extraordinary as Barbara's mom. I mean, you just see a human being who is an embodiment of the magic of Jewish survival for thousands of years. It's truly a magical experience to sit in the presence. And I hope you all go visit Barbara's mom at Landau House. She's an amazing woman. And, you know, because what are you seeing? You're seeing not only that there is something indomitable about what we represent in the world, but you're also seeing the emptiness of all of the evil that has tried to undo us and what we stand for thousands of years. You see the emptiness of it. The only thing that's truly real, ultimately, again, ultimately, is love, kindness, faithfulness, goodness. That darkness itself can never completely erase what God called Tov Me'od, very good, which is the true ultimate reality that we have been blessed with in every day and every moment of our lives. So let's be like Barbara's mom. Let's hold our heads high. Let's be undaunted. Let's embody the lights of the Hanukkiot that we light, the menorahs. And let's carry on the light of the Jewish people and banish the darkness in this world once and for all. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. We continue now.